Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
You go all over social media, you're going to see all types of fitness content, fitness influencers, fitness coaches, personal trainers, and you might even see some fitness podcasts. But I'm here to tell you, you're not going to find something like this. And people try to duplicate, but it's not a debate. You can't reciprocate, and then that turns into a whole lot of hate. Listen, this is the best fitness podcast out. You're going to come here, we're going to laugh. We're going to educate, we're going to entertain, and we're going to talk a little shit. And listen, man, if you're doing more bunching and crunching, this might be the podcast for you. Don't come here and get offended. Just soak up the game, apply it, and watch your life change. So sit back, enjoy the show, tell a friend to tell a friend, and tap in. Let's get this episode started.
Hey, live on a Wednesday. What's going on, y'all? It's your boy C. Marty Fit, and we back here with another episode on the Less Brunches, More Crunches podcast. Yes, sir. He's back. What's going on, man? Listen, I'm super excited to be here on another episode of the Less Brunches, More Crunches podcast. Having a very productive week so far, man. Just, killing it in the gym, killing it with the content, man. Killing it with some other things I'm working on. I hit a PR on the deadlifts today, man. 435, man. Coming for that 500 pounds, man. Coming for the 500 pound deadlift. But listen, man, just super, super excited and with the way things going right now, man. And this episode here, look, man, it's really getting crazy out here, man. And what's crazy is I just keep finding more content. Like, I have too much content. I can't fit all of it on the show.
Nope.
I can't fit all the content on the show because it's so crazy out here, man. I thought... You know, maybe we would be making some strides with this fitness talk, and we ain't making no strides.
Nope.
That's why we on another live. And with all that being said, listen, man, if it is your first time watching, I need you to do one thing. I need you to hit the like button. You probably wonder why I need to hit the like button for a ninja with a pink shirt on that don't match the red headphones, that don't match the couch, that don't match the pillows. You need to hit the like button because this is the best fitness podcast out. This is the illest fitness podcast out. This is the coolest, coldest, dopest, most entertainment, the illest. We got the most haters, the most backlash. They tell the most lies on us. They call us the most names. But the real ones know. And that's why the real ones is here. And that's why the ones that ain't real is no longer on this podcast. If you are a returner, I need you to hit the like button. And shout out to the one and only, the best playback gang on YouTube, also known as the PBG. I need PBG to hit the like button. And if you PBG, you need to let us know that you PBG. Don't be on this podcast ghost watching and you ain't say nothing. You need to type playback gang in the comments, PBG something. Cause listen, if you don't say that you're playback gang, you don't count as playback gang. And before we holler at the fam real quick, listen, man, what do we call ourselves here? We call ourselves the source. We call ourselves the source because we get all the info. And that info includes, if you're talking shit behind my back, people come and tell me. So when I see you in person, don't try to act like everything is all good. And I know you was talking shit. You don't know that I know you was talking shit, but I know. So don't sit here and act like you cool with me and you my mans and you rock with everything I'm doing when I know you was talking shit. That's why I walk around the gym with big headphones like this, because I can't hear you. Got headphones on. Don't get out of my face. You dig what I'm saying? And it is what it is. And you know I'm going to tell the truth. And you know I got to go. Let's holler at the fam real quick. Dom DeMarco. Wicked, what up? Jennifer, see you on the playback gang. Drummer Too Sexy Soldier, see you on the playback gang. And Jennifer and Drummer, y'all need to comment PBG, because if y'all don't comment, I'm going to think y'all just went to bed and didn't watch the show.
Nope.
All right. Marsha, the video you just sent me, I reacted to that joint. It's on my page, so go check that out when we're done with the show, Marsha. Low tier, the answer to your question is no. Perfect.
Nope.
That's all I need. So low tier got his answer. So we good. Then PBG, lately finally catching a live. Quincy Nicole, welcome back to the show.
Welcome to the show.
Terlonious, welcome back to the show.
Welcome to the show.
What's good? What's up, Pumpkin? Between that early ass podcast on Sunday and them pink ass sweats you was wearing in that video, we got to shoot the fade, Ninja. Oh brother. Come on, bro. I can't wear the peach sweats, bro. Come on, man. Dang, man. They're just always trying to catch somebody, man.
No diddy, you know?
Come on, man. He's back.
He's back!
Jay Sharp, what up? Got it, Rana. Hey, low tier, trying to get me canceled. What's up, everybody? Bronx, New York, in the house. Shout out to the Bronx. Unk got content inflation. What that mean, low tier? With your leverages, short torso, long limbs, you're built for deadlifts. So you got more than 500 pounds if you really want to train for it. Most I done was 585. Yeah, hey, we're going to see. I'm going to see how far I can go, man, for sure. Will do. See Marty. They said you're fat phobic and anti-black. I don't know if you heard. Who cares, man?
Nope.
Who cares, man?
We do not care.
They can stay fat and do their thing. Gene and Jazz Detailing, first time on the program. What up, C. Marty? I'm digging this platform, bro. Hey, appreciate you and welcome to the show.
Welcome to the show.
And appreciate you showing love on the ground. Definitely too much content on my hands, low tier. All right, with all that being said, let's get this episode started. Yeah. All right, we got small fat, middle fat, and super fat. If you don't know what I'm talking about, I reacted to this the other day. But don't worry, I got you right here. We're going to check it out. Make sure y'all hit the like button. Let's get it going.
Question. Can you tell me what category of fat I fit in?
So it's based on your shirt size. So if you are a 1 or 2X, you are small fat. 3 to 4X.
First of all, small fat.
Nope.
A woman in a 2XL or 2XL is a big woman.
Nope.
That's an obese woman, more than likely. The fact that we have to categorize fat means we are the biggest backs in the world.
X, you are mid fat. 5 to 6X, you are super fat. Is based on what level of privilege you have in the world. So
5 or 6X shouldn't exist.
Nope.
And you're not going to sit here and say that people are more privileged because they're smaller than you and they're not as fat as you. We better get out of here with that bullshit. This is pitiful.
Someone in a small fat category may not struggle getting on an airplane, but someone in a mid fat or super fat may not be able to use even the airplane extender. So that's
whose fault is that?
Where that comes in, and like the privilege levels of like what fat means to different people.
Oh, brother, this guy stinks.
Listen. And the science is out there. And I know y'all don't think so, but I was doing more reading and more research on how the reason you're that big is because of your choice, your conscious decision to overconsume on calories.
Dom DeMarco.
You're not going to call me privileged because I do the things. Well, actually, she's not talking about people like me. She's talking about the 1X and 2X who do the same shit that her 5X ass does. They just don't do it as much. Maybe they're a little more active. Maybe they realize they're a little able-bodied and do some things. But that's not privilege. All of y'all fucked up. All of y'all making bad decisions. All of y'all don't care about y'all health. Y'all don't care about y'all future. Y'all don't care about y'all families. But what we're not about to sit here and do is say privilege. The actual privilege is that you could sit around and gorge yourself to 5X, 6X. The actual privilege is that you have the funds to gorge yourself to 5X, 6X. The actual privilege is that you could drive to your favorite restaurant and you ain't driving to the gym. You actually driving past the gym. You saw the gym. You saw Planet Fitness, LA Fitness, 24-Hour Fitness, Gold's Gym, Lifetime, One Life. You seen all them gyms in your area, but you still went to Popeyes.
Lord, I have to get from Popeyes.
You still went to the drive-thru.
It's Wendy's.
And then you went across the street to the other drive-thru.
It's Burger King.
And we know what you ordered.
The only thing you've been ordering is a whole bunch of damn cheeseburgers.
But seriously, though, man, you know, people are losing their minds at this point. And we know how, you know, being active, especially lifting weights, we know how that affects your cognitive function. The fact that these people are sitting around not doing shit, gorging themselves, they probably feel lethargic, probably feel lazy, probably feel irritable. We know that their cognitive function is not operating optimally. So we're seeing more and more that fatty equals stupid. I hate to say that. I know that sounded mean, but it's the truth, man. These people are tripping, and me calling it out, they gonna call me names for it. They gonna act like something's wrong with me. They don't even, Americans, this is an American thing. People don't even realize the privilege they have. If you go to another country, you can't eat. They're struggling to get food. You can't even gorge yourself like that. They don't even have, like, most countries with malnourished kids and shit, they don't have 5X, 6X people. People don't have access to food like that. And here we are over here just eating ourselves to death, making these billionaires rich. People, it's crazy. We Popeyes is a billion-dollar company, bro. Billion-dollar company. So, yeah, they're going to convince you to stay fat, convince you to be weak, and convince you to be lazy. And it is what it is, and you know I'm going to tell the truth, and you know I got to go. Shit really crazy out here, bro. Really crazy. Gender-neutral BBW with the shaved head. Does she have a septum ring, too? Who knows? G's and Jazz detailing your name sounds like a business. Yes, sir. Wow, they're sorting big backs now. There's big backs that have the privilege to wear bed sheets and comforters as t-shirts and picnic tablecloths. We got to start big back linen wear pop-ups at the flea markets. We'll probably make a killing. They expired in the building, holding Marty accountable by confiscating his junk food. Hey, did y'all see Spider-Mo take my snacks, bruh? I'm getting a new gym. I'm going to get a new gym membership. I'm no longer going to Gold's Gym.
Nope.
No longer going to Gold's Gym. Anyway, let's keep this podcast going. It's only the first video. I'm killing y'all today. And y'all know what community we got next.
I'm not going to say what race, what people.
Hey, listen, black women. I love y'all. Most of my clients are black women. My mom's a black woman. I've had black girlfriends. I love you. My aunts are black women. You know what I'm saying? It's a lot of black women in my life that I love. But y'all are cooked. Not all of y'all, but there's a lot of black women out here that's cooked. So apparently, it put Marty on the calorie deficit. Man, you're out of here.
Strike three, you're out.
So apparently, there was a wedding recently, a black wedding. And this black woman comes on TikTok and she says, listen, black women, we got to get it together. There were too many fat black women at this wedding. It was ridiculous. So, you know, the sisterhood.
I'm not going to say what race, what people.
You know, the sisterhood ain't rocking with that. You can't tell them they too big back. You hate black women and you're self-hating. You hate yourself. So let's check it out, man. Make sure y'all hit the like button. And maybe y'all will agree with her. Maybe y'all will agree with me. Let's check it out, man.
So because you just started recently going to the gym, you thought it was your responsibility to get on the internet and call out all black women talking about when are we going to hold ourselves accountable.
All black women. Is she from Philly? KG? Is she from Philly?
Because when you went to a wedding, someplace somebody invited you to enjoy, you set your back to the wall and stared down every black woman and criticized their body. And then got on the internet and talked about it. I wish I was at that fucking wedding. I'd have been on your fucking ass, for one, talking about some black women. Every black woman I looked at there, they had a booty do.
Well, this is the issue here, man. This is the issue here. We're so conditioned to be fat that, like, it's not an abnormal thing in the black community. Like, you pointing it out, like, you pointing out somebody is black is equivalent to, I mean, you pointing out somebody is fat is equivalent to you pointing out somebody is black, right? Like, it's just supposed to be there. Like, it's out of your control. Does that make sense? People look down on it. You can't point it out. You can't address the issue. It is an issue. It's definitely an issue. And I didn't
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Realize too, just a BMI over 25 is considered obese, which is crazy. I didn't realize that shit. But you can't point out the issue, man. And you know, if you don't look at it as an issue, we just gonna continue to stay fat. Let's keep it going.
Girl, you don't understand how weird that was. I would not even confess that I was in a party and I set my back to the wall to stare at black women's asses all day. I just wouldn't even confess that shit. That's first of all. And second of all, you just recently start going to the gym and you think it's your place to get on the internet and call out black women? Like, who the fuck are you? And then you dumbass bitches.
Well, I mean, well, who's she supposed to call out? If you can't call out your own demographic, one, who is she supposed to call out? And two, who is supposed to call out black women? Because black men can't do it.
Nope.
We know white people can't do it.
Nope.
We know Hispanics can't do it.
Nope.
So nobody is supposed. Black women just supposed to run around and do whatever the fuck they want. But y'all can tell black men when we wrong. Y'all can tell black men to get in shape. Y'all can tell black men to get their finances up. But we can't tell you where you can improve. It's cooked out here.
He's in the comments upholding white supremacy, talking about some.
Oh yeah. Whoa. And this is. I know. I keep pausing the video. But that's ridiculous. White supremacy.
Stop the cap.
Pointing out that your back is big and black women happen to be the most obese demographic in this country is white supremacy. Ladies, I really feel bad for y'all. If you decide to get in shape, get ready to lose some friends as a black woman. Get ready to lose some friends. They're calling this white supremacy by you telling you to improve your health. Ladies, get rid of that. Get some black male friends. Get some black women friends who have a great head on their shoulders. Not like this bird brain right here. Get you some white friends, some Hispanic friends. Who cares? That fuck that. You don't have to hang out with people like this because they're in your same community. This is ridiculous.
Because when I go to the gym, I don't never see none of us in there. It's all fucking white women in there. Bitch, we had to learn how to fucking survive while they was on a fucking plantation riding fucking horses and taking long walks in the...
Oh, brother, this guy stinks!
All right, black people, you're going to call me a coon. You're going to call me a coon. I really don't care. Okay? Women of 2025, y'all were not slaves.
Nope.
Okay? White people in 2025 were not slave masters.
Nope.
Okay? What we're not going to do is blame y'all fat asses on slavery.
Nope.
That has nothing to do with 2025, okay? Y'all at hookah and brunch shaking ass. Y'all in Jamaica shaking ass on the river, getting rubbed down by Jamaican men. Y'all out Cabo. Y'all out Punta Cana. Curacao. I see black women all over the place. Getting fatter. Drinking. DMV brunch is crazy. Don't sit here and blame slavery for that shit.
Park, bitch. We had to learn how to survive. So shout out to everybody that's getting their mind right, money right, and ready for fucking war, going to into the gym. This is not about that. This is about you dumbass bitches constantly upholding white supremacy.
This black woman is saying black women need to get in shape is a dumbass bitch. I feel so bad for y'all with the good head on y'all shoulders.
See, thinking it's a thought of your own. That shit scares me.
That's crazy, man.
And then you don't even look that good. I guess that's why you in the gym, but baby girl, come on.
Yeah, man.
Oh, hey, brother, hey, listen. This guy
It's cooked out here, man. It's cooked. Our sisters have been brainwashed. Brainwashed. You know, and I always tell y'all, man, this show is not to talk about black women. We talk about everybody here. But we're going to talk about black men today, too, and they dumb simp asses, too. But, this is the proof in the pudding right here why women are the most obese. You know, and people don't understand. And this is why, I'm going a little off topic here, but this is why trainers need to be in shape. Because the first thing that comes with getting fit is that mindset. And the reason these women are fat is because their mindset's fucked up. They don't even have a mindset that I can improve. This is in any area of life. You never want to walk around thinking that you just got it. You comfortable right here. I'm good. The fucking best NBA players are workaholics. And the ones that's comfortable get left behind. They get cut. So, ladies, y'all keep this shit up. People going to get tired of hearing the white supremacy, all that bullshit. People going to get tired of dating fat chicks. People going to get tired of trying to help you lose weight, trying to tell you about it. They just going to let you do your thing. So, hey, it is what it is. You don't ever tell the truth. You know I got to go. Stop hanging around bird brains. Stop dating bird brains. And stop giving bird brains D. Let's keep this episode going. Let's get in these comments, man. Where we at? CIA one. It sound like Philly. She from Philly, bro. She from Philly. Phily, hey, listen. One of my best friends is from Philly. That's how I know that accent. Well, it's my dog. But Philly got some retarded people. Yo, Philly has some great people. You know what I'm saying? I love Philly. But Philly got some retarded people. I doubt she works out anyway. Look at her, man. She sounds like my toxic ex, crazy Philly John. Yeah, bro. Yo, chicks from Philly is crazy. I've probably met one chick from Philly that wasn't crazy.
Nope.
If she would have said black men, she would have not had this type of energy. I bet she smelled like cigarettes and BO from eating McDonald's and hookah. It's all about avoidance. Nobody discusses the situation, so nothing changes. I love my sisters. I'm married to a black woman. But you know they will throw 200 excuses and deflections before they ever reflect or take accountability.
Nope.
You're damn right. JNM 1891, the issue is the fragile egos of black people. I'm an overweight black man and take full responsibility for it. My fat ass needs to push back from the table and get back in the gym. Look at that. Black brothers being accountable. Now listen, bro. JNM, the beautiful thing about it is you can change whenever you decide to change. But you just took the first step by admitting that a change needs to be made. So that's all it is, man. It's simple. When somebody going to hold her forehead accountable, shorty look like George Jefferson. You telling me she moving on up? In 2025, it's more offensive to call a black woman fat than the B word. Oh, yes, for sure. They call each other the B word. I mean, they call each other the B word. It's crazy. Remind me to never go to an all-black party. See, Wicked, they going to call you a coon.
Strike three, you're out.
They going to call you a coon, but you're not lying. See, Mark, put the shades up for that real talk. Slavery.
Nope.
Yeah, we're not doing slavery. Yeah, that's probably the worst excuse I've ever heard. I hate that excuse the most. Because you're not living through slavery, bro. You're living pretty good right now. Even with all the bullshit that's going on right now, you might have got furloughed. You're still probably living good. You're probably still living better than most of the world, even with all the bullshit going on right now. I know Marie's going to come out with her alternative account. I'm sure she'll be back. She look good and sound like a Philly John. They got that dress on too tight. It's cutting oxygen from the brain. They get fat because of food and the culture. The food gets you fat. The culture encourages you to be thick. Add in low discipline and bam. And I got you. And bam. Isn't Philly a shithole like parts of Chicago, Memphis, and Detroit? Wicked. You got to relax, man. Philly's a good city, man. If you ain't never been to Philly, pull up. Get you a cheesesteak, man. Go to an Eagles game or something, man. You'll like Philly. Philly pro-blacks are the worst. Dr. Umar is their leader. This is facts.
We do not care.
Dr. Umar. This is facts. Philly pro-blacks are pretty bad. It's a couple more, but this not the podcast for that. Appreciate it, bro. Yes, sir. Live on a Wednesday. Jenny, how you the white person and you late?
How dare you?
How you the only white person on the show and you late, Jenny?
How dare you?
What's up, Jenny? Spider. She got the early stages of Big Mama arms. Big Mama.
Them thick ass ankles mama, and them thick ass wrists. Mama, you can tell who's going to have Big Mama, Mama arms early.
If I'm a coon, I'm Rocket the Raccoon. Yes, Marie called Jenny a slave master, and that's when I had to kick her ass out. Philly is a big ass Benin Road. Yeah, Jenny, she said you were trying to be a slave master. Anyway, man, let's keep this episode going. We're cooking on this, bro. And, I think we got more black women. I'm sorry, black women. Don't think I hate y'all. Y'all just have the most content related to this show. We got more black women.
I'm not going to say this, what race, what people.
This beautiful black BBW has a message for you all that tell her to lose weight. Let's check it out.
Bitches really be out here thinking that just because you got a little weight on you, you don't get niggas. Who gonna tell them? Bitches really be out here thinking that just because you got a little weight on you, you don't get niggas. Who gonna tell them?
All right, see, this is the black community. We gotta have a talk.
Oh, brother, this guy stinks!
All right, yes, you will get ninjas, okay? We address this all the time, all right? Ninjas will hit you as a fat girl. They'll get in the bed with you as a fat girl, right? Most of them are either not going to take you serious, one, or two, they're going to be bum ninjas. I'm sorry. I'm just being honest with you because I love y'all, okay? That's like a broke dude saying, hey, stay broke because you still going to get biddies.
Nope.
Yeah, you'll get them, but I promise you, it's not going to be the best quality. You probably want to level up in your life. Probably want to work on something, add some more skills to your repertoire. This is just the low-level mindset that keeps our women overweight. And it's sad because that's like the standard. Hey, let me stay unhealthy because some bum ninja wants my number. Because they in my Instagram comments and in my DM. It's sad, bro. It's sad. And 9 times out of 10, it's not the man that you truly want, more than likely. So we just going to leave it at that. We ain't going to spend too much time on Ratchet Rakisha. Hold on. On Ratchet Rakisha. damn, I can't think today. I get a buzzer. Ratchet Rakisha was enough, man. Let's get in these comments. Trenches Tasha needs to relax. Trenches Tasha is crazy. We're going to change it because shout out Tasha. Trenches Trisha. That's not a black name. That's terrible. I'm terrible today. She gets Dusty Ninjas for show. She ain't getting dudes that are educated and have sense. I bet she has two kids out of wedlock. Yo, Wicked, you're wild, bro. They said the DMs be going crazy because they don't have to lose weight. Yeah, man. Yeah, I've seen a lot of women fall off, man, just because they get dudes. They've given up on the gym just because dudes stay on them, man. It's sad. Hey, I said a few weeks ago, that's how chicks talk. Like I said, do you get ninjas or are you easy coochie? It's the truth. It's the truth. Shorty actually is pretty, but her losing weight can easily take her from a 6 to a 9. Six cool enough. Long as they getting fulfilled with what they want, they cool. She messed with ninjas who hit themselves in the balls with nunchucks. Mark Carter.
Strike three, you're out.
Yeah. Mark Carter. Bronx and Philly.
Strike three, you're out.
Bronx and Philly took the L's for the day. What's going on in the Bronx and Philly? Y'all are tripping today, man. I love the Bronx and I love Philly, but y'all tripping today, man.
Strike three, you're out.
And chicks don't want to emphasize fitness because they don't want to compete. If Lori Harvey can be beautiful and Lizzo can be beautiful, they never feel like they're competing. Shit is crazy, bro. She get dudes that need a place to stay. Hobosexuals. Have you said Glocktavius yet? No. We got Glocktavius coming up, though. Glocktavius will be in this episode. Hang tight, Jenny. Hang tight, Jenny. You know, white people are always getting anxious and shit.
How dare you?
All right. Hang tight, Jenny. Dang, I got you. All right. And when they get to their 40s and 50s, their attention goes down and they're still fat and now they're unhappy. Live in the ATL on a Wednesday. Shout out to Mike Hawkins. What up, Mike Hawkins? She gets smashed by multiple dudes and they all hide her. That's crazy. You stay messing with Jenny. Yeah.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
You got to mess with Jenny, man.
Shut
up. Oh, my bad. You got to mess with Jenny.
How dare you?
Let's keep it going. Oh, we got a Jenny content. Here, we got a Jenny girl.
How dare you?
A fit Jenny. We got a fit Jenny. She says, no, someone in her comments said, they're not taking advice on how to grow a butt from a white woman. Let's check it out. NY and Philly has no chill. I know because I got family in both regions. Yeah, they got no chill, bro. No chill, dog. Let's check it out, man. Let's keep it going.
Bitch, you wasn't with me shooting in the gym.
So hold up. Hold up. It says, oh, I can't play that song. They're going to copyright my shit. Hold on. I got to pull this up because I can't see with these sunglasses. Someone said, there's no way a Caucasian woman can tell me how to get a bum. And see, this is the thing right here, man. We're going to talk about it after. We're going to continue with, let's keep it going. So the white girl, she like, oh, yeah, for real? So she just shows her transformation, her butt transformation. Boom, boom, 2022, 2023, 2024, 2025. And then she just had to flex on him. Shout out to her. And this is the thing, man. It don't matter. It doesn't matter. It's science. It's building muscle. And people are so uninformed. A certain community so uninformed about building muscle.
I'm not going to say what race, what people.
That they don't understand is all races out here growing butts. Asians, Hispanics, and black girls, and white girls. Everybody's growing butts in the gym nowadays. But like I said, if you're not in the environment, if you don't get certain exposure, you're not going to know that.
Nope.
Right? The only exposure you have is brunch, clubs, hookah bars, and cookouts.
Nope.
Big back ass cookouts.
Big back activity.
You're not going to understand that you can grow your butt in the gym. I mean, that's just ignorant, man. That's ignorant. Some, we got some real ignorant people in the black community. We got, we started, and before you all come in here with that coon shit, we started the show with an ignorant white person. So don't start that shit. But it's ridiculous, man. Her butt looked better than, I'm taking that butt over any sloppy butt joint. I don't care. I'm not taking no sloppy butt. So just because your butt might be bigger naturally and it's all cellulite-y and just gravity just taking it over.
Nope.
Don't mean that it look good. Okay? And y'all keep it up. Now, this, I'm saying this is someone who dates black women. Y'all keep it up. These women are getting better physiques than a lot of black women in other races. And I'm just keeping it 100. I'm in the DMV. Go to them gyms out of Virginia. Go to them gyms in the city, out Northwest. Go out Bethesda, Montgomery County, Maryland. And for any of my DMV folks, Spider-Mo, am I lying? Anybody in the DMV, am I lying? So call me. They're going to call me a coon for that too, but it is what it is. You know I'm going to tell the truth, and you know I got to go. Oh, man. Funny thing is, fit chicks tend to have better sex lives than unhealthy chicks anyway. But a lot of y'all ain't ready for that conversation. Brother, this fitness, man. I'm not saying you're right or wrong, but come on, man. We got kids on the show, man. It's like, nah, Seth, you funny as hell. People are weirdos in the comment section, but you know it's an online thing. Yeah, we're going to go through some comment sections, too. As a black woman, I only watch Asian and white women glute videos because they have the most difficulty growing their glutes. Well, Faye Valentine, that's a bar.
Let him cook.
That makes sense. That makes sense. So, hey, proving my point even more. I love it here. Niggas say anything, bro. Twitter is full of dumbass comments just like that, except they go viral with 50K likes. Yo, KG, I had to, I don't know if you peep, because you know me, I be trolling. I used to be trolling on Twitter. I had to take a step back from Twitter because there's so many idiots on there. I try to change my algorithm. It's too many idiots on there, man. All right, Becky, we see you. Look at Seth. Look at Seth. Seth going to go play in some snow. The fit Jenny gets a gat. She gets a gat. God damn. That woman was also hating because she was an attractive pug with a nice ass. You know, black women hate that. It's like, nah, let me stop playing, bro. That Jenny's cheeks flat as them pillows on your couch.
Yeah. Strike three, you're out.
See, that's because Spider-Mo was used to dating them Ben and Roll fat chicks. That's all that was. Quiet has kept losing her ass is the reason why a lot of sisters don't want to lose weight. Yeah, that's another topic where we talk about that 1,000 times, but that's ignorant as well. But again, no information on how to keep your ass as you lose weight or grow your ass as you lose weight. So body recomp is just people don't understand it. I'll take sloppy butt from Ben and Roll with the attitude that drink Don out the bottle. I bet you would, bro. Fit chicks do have more stamina. All right, bro, I'm not reading that. Come on, bro. It's getting to the point where being called a coon is a compliment. Ninjas only call you that when they can't articulate. Bro, I tell people this all the time, bro. I tell people this all the time. The shorties in Arlington VA gyms got the pale apple bottoms. Hey, bro, I'm going to keep it 100, bro. Nah, them gyms crazy out there, bro. It's wicked. I'm talking, it is white women, Hispanics. You got African women in them gyms. You got Asian women. That shit crazy, bro. It's insane. So y'all keep doing that shit. But again, you only at the Gold's Gym Richie Station. You only at the around the way gym. So you don't even understand that there's people out here building all types of bodies. Just got here. What I miss? What did I miss? You missed a lot, bro. But anyway, we're going to keep it going. We got Marco. All right, we're going to comment surf real quick. Real quick. All right. Make sure y'all hit the like button, man. We're going to start with... It's more black women, so we could just start with this one first. Make sure y'all hit that like button, man. We got this girl here. She's a hairstylist, so she's posting her friends on her story to try to hook them up with a boyfriend. So let's check out the friend and see what's going on. Posting my single clients until they find a man. Okay. Hey. Age 24, 5'3", kids 0. Oh, she ain't got no kids. Ethnicity. Somebody tell me what flag that is. So you see her here. Hey, hey. So she's a big girl. She's, you know, she... Let's play the intro. So, you should have known that people were going to have something to say, okay? I don't know why people just expect you to take their fat friends when they try to put them on with you. Everybody's not into that. There's going to be guys that's into it, and there's going to be guys that's not into it. She ate her last man. She going to stay single too. Might be a minute. I galloped to the comments. The jealousy is showing that girl is gorgeous. Black women.
I'm not going to say what race, what people.
Mind you, black women will do this and wake up in shambles if they wake up like that. They'll have a heart attack. They'll be pissed. Then the girl, I guess this is the creator. Somebody said, no more comments. I'm mad. I just learned how to limit it. So the girl's mad. People. Somebody said, keep her. She's cute. Y'all rude as fuck. Hey, listen, bro. I don't see fat dudes getting love and then men coming in the comments when women are talking about fat men and be like, you guys are rude. Stop being rude. I don't see stuff like that. So, she's cute, y'all rude. 0 kids. It's supposed to be an impressive stat. Hey, yo. See, that's crazy, man. Yeah, but they on her ass, though. Oh, here's the comment I was looking for. Do men like women anymore? She's mad pretty. We're cooked.
Oh, brother, so, this guy stinks!
And this is what they do, man. They try to shame you. When you don't want a big girl, they try to tell you that you're gay.
No diddy, you know?
I mean, it's crazy out here, man. So, I mean, using the same logic, it doesn't make sense with any other community, and it doesn't make sense when you flip the genders. So if a woman doesn't want a fat man, does that make her a lesbian?
Nope.
Only when it's black men that don't want a fat partner. Got it. Yeah, black community's cooked. Let's keep this thing going. Let's get in these comments. It's crazy out here, man. It's ridiculous. I feel like Uncle T got reelected. Oh, Lord. I feel like since Uncle T got reelected, the rate of black people calling out other black people has gone up. So this is another podcast. But you're right, though. You're right. You're right. It's going to get political. We're not going to do it today. We're just going to chill. People furloughed. They out of work. We're going to chill today because this is going to get crazy for both sides. I got smoke for both sides with this furlough. SAG, what up? Those baby hairs are annoying. Haiti. Ah, Haiti. Yeah, those Haitians are fucking crazy.
Nope.
Shout out to Haitians. I love y'all. She's technically secretly low-key dissing her fat friend. Absolutely. That was a humiliation ritual. Spider-Mo would up that 0 to 1 to 4 depending on the aunt. That's crazy, bro. Out the gate, first comment is savage. She ate her last man. She got 2 kids. Haiti, thank you, bro. When she walks in the room, you hear that trumpet sound, except the trumpet is playing a rendition of Big Mama Balado. Well, I don't have that, but we could do this, though. People who post she's cute, she's single, are giving backhanded compliments. They don't even understand that. She's all right in the face, but chicks don't realize the issue. A lot of us don't want to date chicks who remind us of our moms and aunties. And they'll say, your mama black. Yeah, you're not my mom. So if men have standards, we don't like women. Shaking my head. We stir fry cook. Shout out Rise and Rise. What's up, bro? Hey, Rise, if you still here, if your show over, let me know if you want to hop on the show, man. They get the shame and shit from white liberals. Uh-oh. See? See? J&M? See? Listen. Oh man, we're gonna keep it fitness today. We're gonna keep it fitness today. We want some fine shit, not mom shit.
Big back activity.
Ah. I want a woman built like the pug from Prior, not the Puerto Rican chick built like a grizzly bear. You're crazy, bro. Seth's stressing people out. She cute, but crushing salon seats. Wicked Scorpion and Chicks picked the bear. Yeah, they did pick the bear, so that makes sense. She go to Texas Totes University. Texas Totes. Hold up, though. You recycled that joke, Spider-Mo. We heard that joke before, so listen, bro. Spider-Mo, don't be on here recycling jokes, man. We ain't got time for that. You got to come up with new jokes. Or just take the L, don't say nothing. You know, y'all Southeast Benner Road ninjas using the same jokes, and we ain't got time for that. Give me a second. I'm gonna send this link to Rise and Rise real quick, and we're gonna keep the show going. We got another comment section to go through, so I'm gonna pull that up in a second. But yeah, man, hey, look, it's cooked out here, man. It's getting crazy out here, bro. All right, go ahead. Rise and Rise should have a link, I think. Yeah, you should have had a link, bro. All right, let's pull up this other link, bro. So we got another comment section. A girl got a body transformation. Why is my link not working? Here it is. All right, here we go. Okay, let's check it out.
And from this? I mean, I went from this to this. It's not just about changing. Because when God...
And so this is the thing that happens with a lot of black women. They get, you can still stay curvy and lose a lot of weight if you got big ass in your family. That's how a lot of our aunties and mamas are. No shade to them. We still love them. But you could lose weight and you could, you know what I'm saying, pop out with a little shape. Shout out to her. She looks fire. She lost fat in the right places. So now we're going to go through the comments. Well, first, let's check her caption because she's super happy about her transformation, which she should be. Shout out to her. She deserves it. God did it. That 240 maybe was a snuggle bear for sure, but after you start aging, holding weight becomes challenging for your health. You start noticing you can't walk up and down the stairs, yada, yada, yada. Longevity is the goal. So shout out to her. First comment, go back. Y'all simp, fat-loving, cellulite loving ass ninjas is cooked.
I'm not gonna say what race, what people.
Listen, y'all ninjas are weird. Y'all are fucking weird. You don't care.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
About women's health. And ladies, that's another reason. Stop dating these dumbass ninjas that's telling you to stay fat. They don't care about your future. All they want is buns. If you just want to be some buns to pull up on, then that's cool. Do your thing. No judgment. But hey, most of y'all don't want that. Some of y'all do. You did that, sis. You getting some love. Where's the comment I'm looking for? Here we go. How can I get the before? Y'all ninjas are cooked.
Oh, brother, this guy look stinks!
Oh, my God. That first photo with the little emoji. But you have to go with what works for you. I need this. Both photos look great.
Stop the cap.
I can't believe the people telling her to go back. Okay. We all believe in God, but he has... Oh, see, this is ninjas. We all believe in God, but he has nothing to do with this. You just did your best with diet and exercise. Well done for that. Peace out. Dang, people can't thank God for their body transformation. Yo, what's up with the black community, bro? Like, what is going on? Let's see. No, it's not God. You put in the effort and determination. Don't be religious. And see, bro... Just congratulate the girl. I mean, damn. Oh, here we go. This is the comment I'm looking for. God left your life when you lost that yash. The yash meaning her ass. And this is why the black community's cooked.
Oh, brother, this guy stinks.
We're cooked. Heartbreak emoji. Shaking my head. Sometimes you got to leave things alone. If it's not broken, don't fix it. Motherfucker, she was 240 and 5'4". That's pretty broken. Your body looked better in the before video.
I'm not gonna say what race, what people.
I'm sick of these ninjas. I'm sick of these ninjas, bro. I'm sick of them. Hold on, I'm gonna bring you in, Kobe. Let me get to these comments real quick because they piling up. But yeah, I mean, we're cooked, man. Texas toast is crazy. I would have said Rice and Beans University since she Haitian, but Texas toast is funnier. Spider-Man on her DM, that's crazy. Here come the Dusty comments. Yep, good progress. Yeah. Whatever you do, do not apologize for having opinions. Do you see how Stephen A. Smith folded? Bro. Oh, man, I'm pissed at Stephen A., bro. We can talk about it at the end. Bring up Stephen A. at the end if you're still here, bro. King Beefcakes is a crazy name. Yes, ma'am. where we at? No, it's time to petition for Smack a Simpa Day. Exactly, bro. We need to do that. Now we can't thank God. You know, black people. Crazy. Chubby chasing ass ninjas just want a bit who's easy to please. All you got to do is keep her fed and put one leg up. When, all right, bro. All right, bro. Y'all ninjas.
Strike three,
crazy,
you're
bro.
Out.
Fit chicks got standards and morals. 5'4", 240, morbidly obese. People want to argue. Objectification, bro. What era did black women start being super thick? Nia Long wasn't thick. Jada Pinkett, Ashley Banks, none of them 90s women were thick. Exactly. Probably the 2000s. What's going on, man? Kobe, what's going on out here, bro?
Bro, what the heck was going on, man? Them some crazy ninjas, dog. I mean, talking about some, can we go back to where you was before? Like, bruh. Bro, she not letting you crack. Why you comment like that, dog?
It's crazy, bro.
That shit crazy, man.
Shit crazy, dog. Yeah, I hate this for the black men, man. It's a bad representation for us. And yeah. This is what people think, you know. Fat white women, fat Hispanic women know they could always get a black man. Yep. It's fucking crazy, bro. We got to step it up, man. It's cooked, bro, out here, bro.
Man, you speaking, bro. And that's the thing about it, like, because they know we're going to accept the overweight ones. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And they be happy. Yeah. And that's the thing. I'm like, black man, bro, like, raise y'all standards, dog. Because when y'all don't raise y'all standards, other communities can see that. Like, the world knows you like big women. You know what I'm saying? So if anybody that don't want to get in shape and they still want a man, they know some black guy going to take them.
And this the thing, bro. A black woman, I know y'all don't want to hear this.
Nope.
But I'm just, Kobe, no. As a black man, it's no need to settle for fat chicks. It's always somebody that's going to take us, bro. People love us, bro. Despite what the black women say about us, we get a Latina, we can get a white girl, we can get an Asian girl. Call me a coon, but I'm just spitting facts. I ain't saying to go do it, but I'm just, am I lying, Kobe?
Bro, that's a fact, man. Like, the most desirable, like, we got good stereotypes, you know what I'm saying?
It's a fact. We got some bum stereotypes, but we got some good ones too. So right. It is what it is, bro.
And so when black man, when they can raise their standards, like, yo, y'all don't have to accept this bullshit. Like, bro, like, go for the top shit, you know what I'm saying? Like, if you got it like that, like, flaunt that, you know what I'm saying? And go for the top. Don't be settling for the bottom of the barrel. Like, nah, scrape off the top of that shit.
That's crazy, bro. And the thing that's crazy is, man, women are catching on to this shit and seeing the bullshit. Yeah. And they just weeding themselves out, and they gonna have to get some low level options, man. So hey,
that's a whole other show too, right there.
Bro, We still got to do the one show. We still got to do that one show, bro.
But I'm down.
I got to get you on tune on at the same time, man. You know,
I know it, man. Yeah.
Yeah. Comment section need to be slapped. Whole thick thing started with Beyonce and J-Lo. Monique started the trend of big bitches being lit. Crazy. 2010s. Hawk said, what up? Mike? I also blame the rise of BBW bashes and sitcoms like Monisha. Yep. I saw a meme the other day that said, a black dude just hit on me. I guess I need to lose weight. Black men known for having sex appeal and women of all races. You're crazy, bro. I'm not repeating that. This is why black women can't die. I'm not reading that, y'all. Y'all are wild, man. Anyway, we're going to switch the convo a little bit, man. But before that, everything good with you down there, bro, in North Carolina?
Bro, I think I already told you about the online training. So I've been doing that, bro, like all month. Yeah. So I've been opening up. And, man, it's getting pretty good, man. So I'm taking all my reviews out here. And once I start promoting it, man, I'm gonna get with you too, like I said, and you know, I'm gonna try to get the promotion thing going, dog.
Yeah, let's do it, bro. I want to help. So, my boy moved out he moved back to Charlotte, so I'm gonna be out there soon.
Yeah, bro. Pull up.
My goddaughter and shit. Yeah.
Okay. Fair. All right.
Yeah. All right. We got James Coppola, man.
This simp ass one, man.
So pretty much, bro, he made a post. I missed it, but he made a post throwing shade at me, bro. Basically saying about talking about people who say trainers should be in shape. So let's check it out, man, and let's keep it going, bro. Oh my bad.
Let's talk about fat, overweight, plus size trainers, because all I keep hearing are people bitching about them. Claiming that they're delusional and they don't have discipline and that they're promoting obesity and body positivity is gone.
They are, and they don't have discipline.
Too far. You know, that's funny. I don't seem to recall a post where they're telling people to eat nothing but junk food and to be sedentary. Most of the posts that I see of these bigger people are people just working out, bettering themselves.
If they still fat and giving directions, they're not bettering themselves.
Showing healthy recipes. And to me, it just looks like another person spreading the good word of fitness and showing people that you don't have to be a certain size in order to be confident or show up for yourself.
Nobody said that.
But there's a lot of people who don't like that. They think that fitness and health are just reserved for them because they achieved a certain body type and they're the only ones with this.
Nobody said that bigger people can't go to the gym, bro. We didn't say they can't participate in fitness. We just said they can't be fucking trainers.
Never mind function or strength or feeling good in your body.
Nobody cares.
Social media in the fitness world is so fucked that you can show an overweight person showing a healthy snack of rice cakes, light whipped cream, and strawberries, and they'll get torn apart.
Because they eat that shit.
In the same minute, you'll come across a very fit, jacked up influencer having a cheat day with fucking chocolate cake, Oreos, cheese fries, all that,
and then
people will praise them.
Yeah, because
then a lot of you thinking that you're doing something by going, well, I don't sugarcoat. I tell people like it is. No, what you're doing is singling people out who are minding their own business. They have their own clientele, whether you think so.
All right, that's enough of this bitch ass ninja anyway.
Yeah,
we get the gist of it. Himself. That's enough of that. But yeah, the point is, man, listen, bro. You got to be in shape as a trainer. And I kind of touched on this a little earlier before you got here, bro. I was just saying the first step to getting in shape is the mindset, right? If you haven't, you know, experienced that mindset, if you haven't gotten some transformation for yourself, if you haven't pushed yourself, you can't teach someone that. You feel what I'm saying? You can't teach somebody that, man. So as trainers, we're leaders, bro. And I don't know if you see me hit the deadlift PR. Like I did, bro.
Congratulations on that, too.
I can't push my clients if I'm not pushing myself, bro. So anything you want to add to that before we move on?
And see, he just told on himself, too, bro, because like you said, no one is faulting overweight people to in the gym. Like, we promote people to go to the gym. We understand all walks and all sizes are going to go to the gym, brother. You too skinny, you're overweight. Like, that's the point of going to the gym. So you can get the transformation, right?
Yep.
And the difference is he can't accept the truth. The truth is you have overweight trainers who are not in shape, you know what I'm saying? Yep. And telling people, oh, do this to get in shape, when where's the transformation photos at? You don't have your resume to back it up. That's like you going to a job interview and your resume look good, but then when they test you on it, you just fell and you looking like shit. You know what I'm saying? It's like no one's going to hire that. No, get ask any person who's looking for a personal trainer, they're not going to go to the one looking like a fat slob. They're going to go to the one that's jacked, because guess what? Oh, he look like he know what he's doing. You know what I'm saying? No one's going to go to the trainer that looks like we look better than they do. Like, if I look better than the trainer, I'm not going to go to that trainer. That's just the reality of it. You know what I'm saying? Yep. So that's one thing he did not touch on that he should have touched on, because I was waiting on him to say that shit, but he didn't. So you can tell he was pushing propaganda. So I'm like, no, you can miss me with that shit, bro. No one said anything about people who are overweight badly going to the gym. No one said anything about being underweight badly going to the gym. You know what I'm saying? That's just it's stupid, because you're going to see that in the gym anyway.
So. Yeah, this shit only exists on the internet, man.
Yeah.
If you go to most gyms where they have personal trainers, where they have clientele, they're going to tell you they want an in-shape trainer. So, you know, be mindful of that. If you watching the show and you're looking to choose a trainer, be mindful of that, because they're going to try to convince you you can get a fat trainer. And it's probably going to end up being some bullshit, which leads me to the next video, which we're going to pull up real quickly while we're on this topic. Hey, and make sure y'all hit that like button for your boy, man.
Certified personal trainers at an average big box commercial gym really don't know what the hell they're doing.
As someone who's a certified personal trainer at a big box gym, this is absolutely correct. Now, this is no hate on other trainers, because I've been one of those trainers. I've been training for 10 years. The first thing that comes to my mouth when people talk to me about how long I've been training, I say about 10. I sucked for 7. And that's because the entry level standards for personal training are garbage.
And that's, listen, bro, I said this. If all you have to do is sit down and take a test, and now you're a trainer, you got this title, you got people's health in your hands, that's straight bullshit, right? It took me a couple years to really get it down and really know what I'm doing. So if you're fat and you haven't put yourself through a transformation and all you did was sit down and take a test, you're cooked. You're really trash.
Facts.
Now some ISSA ACE really are all pretty crappy in terms of getting you prepared to actually train people. But what are you supposed to do? Because when you look up how to become a personal trainer, when you want to help people, the first thing that pops up is those certifications. But they're not in the business of making you a good trainer. They're in their business in getting you quote unquote certified. And then when you feel like you don't know what you're doing after 2, 3, 4, 6 months, whatever it is, you think, well, what do I do now? Well, go get more certifications through them. Go get your corrective exercise cert. Go get your performance enhancement specialization cert. Go get your nutrition cert. All this stuff.
That shit ain't reps in the game, bro.
That really doesn't mean anything if you don't actually know how to apply it to people and your clients. You have to remember something. When you become a personal trainer, you usually get into it because you love the gym, you love fitness. Most of your clients aren't that way. They do not want to actually be at the gym, but they're in a point of their lives where they realize, I've got to do something because I'm not healthy.
Yep.
And so then you have to learn how to be able to actually apply the things that they need to a program and plan that's going to be sustainable for them and that they're going to enjoy. So if you are looking to actually become not a certified, but a qualified personal trainer, highly recommend you check out Show Up Fitness. It's a program that I went through, and that's what really helped me turn the corner becoming a really good trainer. That's why I'm now at a box gym and in a position where I have a bunch of other trainers always come up to me being like, what are you doing? What's the program you did? What's the education? Even my bosses come to me and ask, like, what program did you go through? And it's
all right. We get the point. All facts, man. Yeah, he definitely was cooking. Hold on, we got a troll in the chat. Hold the fuck up. What the fuck?
Trolling.
Child, when the hate on black women wasn't enough for these trainers, they started fighting.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Each other, you think you better than a trainer at Planet Fitness because you at Gold's. Hold up.
Oh, brother, this guy stinks.
Y'all don't understand. Most of my clientele is black women.
Me too.
Most of my transformations are black women.
Me too.
My mother, who I train, who in better shape than your fat ass, is a black woman. My aunts is black women. So first of all, let's get that out. What are you talking about, hate on black women? Because I'm telling y'all the truth, that don't mean it's hate. Okay? When the last time you got a membership? You don't even got a membership at Planet Fitness and you on here talking shit. And yes, I am better than a trainer at Planet Fitness because I built my business. I put the reps in. I trained on the East Coast, trained on the West Coast. I ain't just passed a test like a Planet Fitness trainer. And I got multiple certs, working on another one. So yes, I am better than a Planet Fitness trainer. I'm better than any trainer at a gym that's a $9.99 gym. No shade to y'all. It is what it is, though. I'm solidified in the game. It don't have nothing to do with the location. So let's get that straight. I hope you exit out because it could get ugly in here. But anyway, back to the topic. You got anything on that, brother?
I do, man. Like, that shit's so bad. Like, all this damn hate, talking about some hate on black. Man, I'm the same way, man. I did a 30-day challenge last year, man, where I had 90% of the challenges that were working out were black women. Matter of fact, the one who won the challenge was a black woman. Mm-hmm. The girl was pregnant, got the baby, had the baby the day before the actual challenge was there, and she said, I still want to do the challenge as a black woman. I said, you sure you want to do it? She's like, yeah, I want to get snatched back. I said, say less. Man, lost everything and got to the games, and she won the prize and everything. So, man, they can't say anything about this trying to call us. We love black women enough that we can tell the truth. You know what I'm saying?
Man. That's love, bro. And a lot of our women, they get it twisted. They think we supposed to coddle. You know, it's literally, bro, it's a girl who came up to me in the gym the other day. I think I talked about this. I can't remember. She lost like 25 pounds in like the past 3 months, bro, and told me my message is too harsh for people. I'm like, you literally living out my message. You feel me? Like, what are you talking about? You know what I'm saying? Like, you watch my videos. You be laughing at the videos and got your shit together. But it's just like they think coddling is how a message is supposed to be sent, and that's absolutely not true, bro.
You speaking fast, bro. I literally had that same exact message, bro, from like, you know, one of my partners. They was just like, yo, like, you know, you can clean up your message a little bit. I'm like, how? Like, what you mean? Like, what was so bad? Well, you know, you just so hard on the community. I'm like, for calling the truth, for saying the problem, the solution is in the problem. If most of us are overweight, we know the problem is because we eat too much. How else are you going to be overweight? We can't speak about the little 2% that have like a chronic issue. You dig what I'm saying? Most of them don't have that.
Right, less than that.
It's less than that. So most of the problem is they're eating too much and they're not moving enough. You know what I'm saying? So that if I call the problem out, that's also the solution too. Eat less, work out, get the macros properly so that way you can be healthy, do your cardio and strength training because you need both. You know what I'm saying? And all that's education. So all I'm doing is speaking about the truth, and we got to be educated to tell these people what it is so they can learn it. And what they are used to, like you said, they used to coddling because that's what they used to hearing. The simp-ass ninjas, they coddle them. Everybody else, these backhanded comments, like, we know what's going on. You coddling them. They used to hearing that coddling bullshit. So when we speak the truth, now it's too much. It's like what Kevin Samuels did. He called the truth out and what they call him. They call him all the names in the book. But here he is, rest in peace, dead and gone, and still speaking that truth.
Well, the issue is, man, and I'm not trying to go too crazy today, man, but we got a lack of testosterone problem in the black community, right? We got a lack of testosterone, and people aren't exposed to testosterone. I'm not trying to act like I'm the most macho or toughest guy, but it does take a level of testosterone to be able to tell the truth and not give a fuck what nobody thinks, right? Well, so a lot of our women have been lied to their whole lives, right? And a lot of them grew up with single moms. No disrespect to single mom. I grew up with a single mom. But a lot of them aren't used to a man telling them the truth. You know what I'm saying? Like, they used to maybe their mom showing them a certain type of love and coddling them. And I was fortunate enough to grow up with coaches and shit who ain't give a fuck. They told me the truth. So people aren't exposed to that growing up. And they think when they're an adult and they, you know, they get around some men and tell them the truth, now we're the bad guys. A lot of people in our community never played a sport, so they didn't have that exposure. That's why they fat as fuck now and can't handle no physical pain. But it's literally a testosterone issue. And we can go deeper on that topic, but we talking fitness today, so I ain't about to go too crazy.
Right. The dudes too, man. Like, the dudes who grew up with them, sometimes they don't understand how to be talked to. That's why you see these emotional crash outs. You know what I'm saying? Now they're too sensitive. You know, that's what it is, because they're not used to hearing a man speak his what he got to say, and then they getting scared and they getting emotional. It's like, bro, calm your ass down. Yeah. Ain't no reason for you to be yelling like that, bro. Just get your shit together. Like, that's what grown men gonna tell you anyway. When you crashing out, you lashing out, what they gonna tell you? Man, suck all them tears up, man. Get your ass up and get to work. Quit complaining. Seriously, that's just the reality, man. Though. You know, but somebody else that's not used to hearing that crying and moaning and bitching.
Yeah. It's sad, man. And dudes like us, we're going to continue to get demonized, but the ones that understand, the ones that want to improve, they going to benefit from it. And you know what's good about that, bro? The top's supposed to be lonely, man.
Ooh, yeah.
if you want to be 1%, everybody ain't supposed to be over there, bro. So, you feel me? That just let me know I'm doing the right thing. You never want to be with the majority, more than likely. I mean, unless it's some crazy shit like, you know, pedophiles or some shit like that. But more times than not, when it comes to improvement, you do not want to be in agreeance with the majority, because most people are fucking lazy. They don't want to hear the truth. They don't want to work hard, and they comfortable. They comfortable. You get somebody a salary and you get them some sex and you get them, you know, a couple kids, even if they
that's enough for them.
Even if they fat kids. They good.
That's enough for them, right? They accepting of that. You know what I'm saying? But what, like you said, it's lonely at the top, because what it takes to get to the top, man, you can't accept that shit. That ain't enough. You know what I'm saying? I was talking to my homeboys about that today. Man, it's like, bro, if you working just a 9 to 5, like, you think that's enough? Like, for what? Enough for what? Like, what you trying to get to? If you want all this, you're gonna have to work. You know what I'm saying? Facts, like, you're gonna have to, like, put that real work in, and it takes a lot of grit. It takes a lot of discipline, consistency, day to day. You're going to be sick some days. You still got to get your ass up. You ain't going to feel like working out. Guess what I've got to do? Get it in anyway. Find a way to do it and elevate. Well,
it goes back to the whole conversation of, actually, I forgot what direction I was about to go in. I was, mind be racing. But you good. You good. I was really about to make a point. I forgot. I ain't going to hold you. It's been a long day. All right, bro. I forget my thoughts all the time, but I just start talking. That shit come back. Oh, I was going to say, it go back to the whole why trainers need to be in shape situation.
Facts, yeah.
Because that grit, if you don't develop that grit, you can't teach that grit. Nope. And you're not going to get a transformation without that grit. I'm not saying you got to be, you know, macho, you know, super testosterone steroid ass ninjas and lifting like a at the intensity of a bodybuilder, but it does take some grit. So, and that's all it is, man. It's simple.
That's facts.
Hell yeah. Look at some of these comments before we get out of here. It's a whole bunch of them. They talking about J&M Durham, North Carolina.
Hey, shout out to North Carolina Durham, man. I was just out to Raleigh last month. I was out there, man. My homie just got married up there. So, yeah, shout out to Durham.
Yeah, man. Sound like Kermit the Frog. Seth said he ain't got no chin. You got to have a little bit of alpha in you to train dudes who are in shape but bitch made are meant to wipe tears, not change lives. Okay. Part of me like a trainer to tell people like to do better with their health. Yep. We got a couple. Steph said, fit trainer me. Astrid missed the live. It's all good. Oh, that was Delilah. Astrid missed the live. It's all good. Shout out to Bria. Appreciate y'all keeping it real. We coddle too much and stay the same. And that's a black woman saying that, Delilah, fat ass.
Shout out to you, Bria. Dom
the
Marco.
The chick who lied about getting hit in the face with a brick, that's, you're crazy, bro.
Break 3, you're out.
You know who he's talking about, bro?
The brick lady.
He's calling that. That's crazy, bro. That's insane. Insane. Definitely not scared to ruffle feathers, man. Sorry, I got to skim through because we got a lot of black people hate the truth unless it involves racism. And a lot of times they lying about that, too.
Yeah. You right.
We're gonna keep it pushing. People outsource the conversation they should be having with themselves to the rest of the world, then get mad at it being harsh. Absolutely. Mm. We're the only community led by our women. Another topic for another day, but that's true. Colin is for babies, not grown folk. Like the saying goes, politics is downstream from culture. The people who can't be told the truth and can't be checked vote for the people. We're not going there.
It's a fitness show.
Yeah, it's fitness. We're going to keep it fitness. I got a pet theory that chicks lead with sex to get easy validation from men to avoid having to be judged by men. That's why big joints be bops on the low.
Ooh.
Oh man, you're gonna get me canceled, bro.
Big back activity.
You're gonna get
going
me
canceled, in, ain't
he? Yeah, you're gonna get me canceled anyway, man. Yeah, that shit was crazy. But another fire episode on the Less Munches More Crunches podcast. Another fire episode, man. Right, definitely, bro.
Yeah, so you started earlier now. You going to 8 too?
Well, I started at 8:30 today.
Oh, it's 8:30. Okay.
Yeah, I started at 8:30. I only go for an hour and some change, man. Just
got a lot of shit
I'm doing and working on, man. You know.
I do, man. I try to keep my shit short, man. So I'll be trying to like get out of there, and you know how I get though when you're doing the shows and comments coming in, or you know, you might see something and go off on a tangent.
Yeah, man. So we had a troll for a while. You ain't been around, but I banned the troll from the show.
A word. Yeah,
she tried to come back and I just ignored her. We ain't seen her since. But that might have been her with a new profile and shit. The Delilah joint. Delilah, don't bring your ass back over here because it's gonna be a roast session next time.
And they gonna roast in the comments too.
Yeah. I'ma roast you first. Then we gonna get to the comments. It's gonna be bad for you. So you might just want to stay over there. Yeah, because you came in here. We minding our business having good fitness talk, and you inserted yourself here. We didn't invite you here. So be careful with that. I've been roasting longer than I'm a trainer, and I'm one of the best trainers out here. So by default, I'm one of the best roasters out here. I'm from the DMV. That's what we do. You can't survive out here if you don't roast.
What they call it? Joning.
Yeah, we joning. We've been joning my whole life. I got kicked out of kindergarten for joning on big backs.
Big back activity.
I got to have my mom on here tell that story because that's no cap. No cap.
Well, I'll tell you, if you couldn't last at the lunch table, dog, it's going to be a long 4 years for your ass in high school.
Bruh, when I tell you the lunch table was an extreme sport, like, they lucky was, we ain't have social media like that back then. All we had was, like, Facebook, and we wasn't posting stuff like that back then.
Right.
But, yeah, you had to be there. Yeah, man. Hey, look at Spider Mode. That's that shit I'm talking about. That's why I push you off the tire. That's why I push your goofy ass off the tire, bro.
It's Spider Mode out here being an actor, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, what is this man doing on the tire for?
Oh man. See Marty wearing pink lately. He felt cute, so he started early. I start on at 8:30 every Wednesday for a while now.
They going in though.
Every Wednesday. Y'all ninjas just don't be on time. Ninjas. Y'all just don't be on time. I'm late on here. Yeah, Pisha, you're late. Black people always late.
Ninjas.
Oh, man. CP time.
Wicked Scorpion. Hey, yo. You got to chill, bro. The low tier be wildin', bro. I came out the womb with some Nike boots and Nats hat joining on the doctor. He's stepping over you, bro. Mad disrespectful. He lucky he got pushed off the tire. Yeah, you see how the other video, I had the shoulder bump Spider Mode, man. He took my squat rack. I had to shoulder bump his ass. Fuck out of here, man. Old heads. It's like, nah. Get the unks out of here, man. Before we go, man, any words of advice, fitness advice, anything, positive you want to leave before we get up out of here, man?
I will, man. I'll say three tips, man. If y'all trying to get in shape for real, number one, get strong. Strength training, for sure. You dig? Two, get your macros right. Eat the right stuff. Eat clean. Number three, when you go to the gym, you got to give intensity. I mean, that's just
it. Absolutely.
That's the way you're going to have to grow. So if I can give three things of advice, them three, you get them three in, you're going to be well over 70% of the way, for sure.
Hell yeah. Yep. Hey, man. Go ahead, follow my social media, man. First of all, go follow Rise and Rise, man, at King Olajuwon on Instagram and TikTok, correct?
Yep.
And TikTok. Go ahead, follow my social media, man. C. Marty Finn on Instagram, TikTok, X. C. Marty Finn on YouTube, where you're watching right now. Let's Bunches More Crunches.com for the gear, or you could buy directly from my YouTube videos. And Let's Bunches More Crunches on Apple Podcasts. And look at Ron of complaining.
Some of us have to study, see, Marty. 8:30 is a bit early. Oh, brother.
Playback gang.
Right.
Playback gang. Put it on in the morning since it's too early in the night.
Study too. Oh, well. You know, put it in the headphones.
Yeah. Oh, well. You'll be all right. Anyway. and y'all know the motto, man. If you don't want to unbig your back, don't watch the podcast. If you don't want to get rid of that belly, don't watch the podcast. If you don't want to get better, self-improved mentally, physically, spiritually, don't watch the podcast. We'll be live again Friday, 10 p.m. Eastern. Appreciate y'all. Love y'all. We out of here. Appreciate y'all watching that episode. I hope y'all enjoyed it. Matter of fact, I know y'all enjoyed it. But I need y'all to do a couple things before we get out of here. Go ahead, smash the like button. Smash that subscribe button. And you got to share the show with a friend. Follow me on social media. See Marty Fit on every platform. Less Brunches, More Crunches podcast on Apple Podcasts. And do me a favor, cop some gear. Less Brunches, More Crunches, the illest, the dopest, the coolest, coldest slogan in fitness. And you know we got the gear. Listen, man, tap into the next episode. Love y'all. We out of here.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.